eater, a person who consumes. Society is a business. As in any business, there are assets and liabilities. The people in the society are the assets and liabilities of the business of society. A person who takes out more than they put into anything in life is a liability. A person who puts in more than they take out of anything in life is an asset. This may sound like a cold and callous way of looking at humanity, but Jesus implied this view. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? From where then has it tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Will you then that we go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather you together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Matthew 13:24-30. So in some sense, the whole act of creation is building the business of human society. Those who receive Christ Jesus and promote the kingdom of God by preaching and teaching the gospel of Christ Jesus are assets. They're wheat. They produce a return to the businessman, God. Those who reject the gospel of Christ Jesus are liabilities. They're tares. They enjoy the rain that falls on the unjust without the hope of a return to the businessman, God. Sowers are assets. Eaters are liabilities. Socialism is the favorite of eaters because it obscures the fact that eaters are liabilities. It illegally forgives their status and requires the sowers to produce more to make up for the eaters.